from the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, how you doing, kiddos? It's Saturday, and that means we got a big, big show for you tonight. David Fisher of Landmark Capital is going to stop on by. And before we're done, that lady there, the lovely Ashley Papa, is going to come and talk relationships with us. It is a big night. We're going to talk money and love. How much bigger does it get? if you're gonna go all out, money and love, put it all on those wagers tonight. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Hey, anything going on in the Capitol these days? Just wow, look at that. We have titles all over the screen. Title, a title here, and a title over here, and a title over here. Nick's on vacation tonight. Nick is our esteemed Emmy-winning video director. And so what's now fun tonight is that the boss is running the video booth. And I've, as long as I've ever been in media, I've always thought there were a couple of things that were just not right. And one of them is that the boss doesn't come in and work regular shifts of regular people very often. A lot of times they just work the shift that they work, and then they're all happy with that and whatever. But the nice thing about the boss working a shift and working all the shifts and making sure that they, you know, he then is or she is more greatly familiar with all the difficulties that the regular people who work that shift are dealing with. And that was Ivan's little indoctrination tonight. Title frames all over the graphics on the TV. See, those of you just watching by way of radio, you're missing out on it. But if you're listening by way of television, you can see the visual stuff too. And that's all the more reason, if you don't get us on TV, to go and join us on the Facebook page, because I've got that streaming tonight as well, and we do that every single Saturday. But yeah, there's a lot going on. And so let me check the very latest, because, you know, within the last 15 minutes, it could have changed in terms of whether or not Dr. Ford is going to testify this next week. Now, about every 2.5 minutes, it has changed for the last, so what is that, 167 decisions in the, oh, it's she's still going to testify. Okay, so this is good. So here's what's happened. As of today, Christine Blasey Ford has said that she will appear before the Senate Judiciary hearing to make her claims about Judge Kavanaugh, and to and she lost on every procedural and favor that she asked for. She wanted him to go first. That's not happening. She wanted to be able to not have lawyers cross-examine her. Only the senators. That's not going to happen. She didn't want to be in the same room with Judge Kavanaugh. That may or may not happen. I'm not sure. Maybe they consented on that. She wanted, what else did she want? There was like a list of like 15 things, and she didn't get any of them. But she did say, well, I guess I'll go ahead and come on and testify. Now, she has to do this, friend, because she has spent the last 2 weeks throwing the nomination of an otherwise maybe the most qualified jurist in the country into absolute chaos as he's about to be nominated to this, is about to be confirmed for the Supreme Court. And so, and I'm not sure that it was entirely her fault, because she wrote a letter and she asked for confidentiality. And the next thing she knows is her name got leaked, probably by someone from Dianne Feinstein's office in California. But this was their last ditch effort to try to stop his nomination, because again, he's probably the most qualified guy in the entire country. He's authored 300 opinions at the circuit court level. That's not chopping hay, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, that's getting the work done. And on 12 occasions, he was actually he got his opinion to be enjoined by the Supreme Court, meaning that they didn't rule on it. What they did instead was they said, this circuit court judge is right in his opinion. We're going to endorse his finding as our finding as the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court adopted his opinion 12 times. If that happens to one judge in their lifetime by the Supreme Court, that's a huge deal. An average attorney never even hopes that that's going to happen to them. But he's had 12 times where the high court said, nope, he was right on this. And he's authored 300 opinions, and he's enjoined another 1,000 or so opinions on the circuit court level, you know, deciding the cases that he's decided. Well, so you have to see this for what it is. It's a desperate play to keep him off the court. But this drama has to be dealt with fairly, right? Because you can't in this day and age just say this woman's smoking crack and she doesn't deserve to be heard. You can't do that. You've got to do exactly what the Republicans did this week, which was Mr. Grassley said, we want to hear from her. We will make time for her. Come on and tell us your story. And then once they accepted, which I'm guessing that the Democrats didn't think the Republicans were going to do it. I think they thought that they were just going to like criticize her and then like take the vote. And then they were going to have this campaign issue to run on for the elections to say, oh, look, the Republicans just hate women. And this is evidence because they didn't even take this seriously, blah, blah, blah. No, everybody, including the president and the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, said, we're going to take it very seriously. We want to hear what she has to say. But here's the problem. After that occurred, then came this literal circus of, well, I don't know if I want to testify now. Well, I don't know. I want him to go first. Well, I want the FBI to open up an investigation. By the way, she went to the FBI. She's been in front of the FBI already on this. And they looked at it and said, there's not really anything here that merits our attention. Like, if your claims are true, by our definition, the FBI is saying, if your claims are true, that's like a state law enforcement matter because it's not a felony what he is accused of doing. And if that occurred and he actually did it, that'd be local law enforcement. Well, in the state of Maryland where it took place, if it was to be classified by a crime there, it would be considered a sex assault or an attempted sex assault, which is about two crimes lower than the felony rape charge that they're hoping to pin him with. And the statute of limitations on attempted sexual assault in Maryland, is my understanding, is 1 year. So 35 years late to the party, and there's something not right here. Well, beyond that, there's been this back and forth of, do I even want to come? Now she's asked if she can testify but not make it under oath. Well, why would anybody want to voluntarily request not to testify under oath? And why did the Democrats all of a sudden start going, well, I don't know if we should reopen these hearings. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we can make the FBI investigate and she doesn't have to testify. Now we're getting into the theater of the absurd, because this is a guy, again, a real man, has a family. There's kids involved here. There's a life involved here that are being shredded by the media making speculations about such. So the only thing that's going to be helpful to the country is to let her come and tell her story and make whatever claims she wants to make, and then let him come and respond to whatever claims that she makes. He didn't even know who it was when it first appeared, and they didn't have a name attached to it and he's never been involved, according to him, in anything, in any incident anywhere similar to this. I've got a huge piece on this, by the way, coming out on townhall.com tonight. The six reasons or the six obstacles to her being able to get him unnominated. It's basically, if she's hoping to deep six his nomination, there's six huge hurdles she's going to have to overcome in her testimony. And I've got them detailed for you in a very interesting piece that's going to be out on townhall.com at midnight tonight. It'll run all day tomorrow. Don't worry, when you wake up, you can click on Town Hall. It'll be right there on the front page. Kevin McCullough. That's all you have to do. Now, coming up on tonight's show, we've got a big show for you. David Fisher is going to be here. Yay! David Fisher is our money guy. He comes bearing gifts. Now, those of you that have listened for any length of time know that he loves to give away these 1 ounce $20 gold pieces. They're 1 ounce in weight. That makes them worth anywhere between $1,500 and $2,300. And when you get one, and you experience it and you hold it and you look at it and you go, wow. And then you feel like the weight of it, right? Because it feels heavier than what our normal currency feels like. It's really special. And we're going to give another one away here. We're starting tonight. You can register and you can have your chance to win. We'll award it on the weekend of December the 9th. So we'll draw the name around December the 9th and be awarding the winner at that time. So if you want to stick around and hear David, he'll give all the details. Very special coin, too. It's attached to some American history that has to do with trade, which is kind of, you know, it's interesting season we're in. Trade is a big hot topic, especially with the president trying to tie together East and West and policy and so forth. So we'll get into that with David. There's also a lot of stuff on the economy that he's, you know, got his eye on. Stocks have had a gangbuster week. What does all that mean? Because I thought the tariffs were going to kill everything. We'll ask him about that. And then in the second hour, she's one of your favorites. She has been one of the favorites since the very beginning. Ashley Papa, our relationship expert, going to be with us in hour two tonight, and we're looking forward to that as well. So we've got a lot to get to. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. We're live across the country. Our phone number, 888-340-3373. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
My name is Lauren Sullivan, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 9 years ago, and I was severely disabled. And about 6 years ago, my mother had found Balance of Nature, so we decided to give it a try because at that point, nothing was helping. I was skeptical at first, but over time I realized I had more energy levels. I was sleeping better, which was huge, and my hair looked better, my skin looked better, my nails looked better, and then I was able to weed off some of those medications. And I know had I not found Balance of Nature, I would not be living the quality of life that I am now.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number. 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend, Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her clients' budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anew and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-85.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Radio Night Live, our big nationwide broadcast every Saturday night. We are coast to coast on Biz TV. We're also on 300 great radio stations across the country, and we're streaming on Facebook Live, and you know, following along on Twitter if you want to as well. There, we've always got some interesting things planned for you on your Saturday night, and tonight shouldn't be any different. We're going to talk money, and we're going to talk love, and those are the things that I think you know, impact us in the broadest sense. Probably every single person to a person. And tonight's show brought to you in part by my very good friends at Landmark Capital. Now, why is Landmark Capital special to me? Well, because of all of the financial firms that are helping people understand what their investment dollars are doing, David Fisher and his team at Landmark Capital are the ones that I personally recommend. They're the ones that I say, hey, these are the ones that really care about the health of your portfolio. And while they specialize in precious metals, they can do a thorough analysis of your portfolio and show you where the weak spots are. They call it your financial blueprint, and they do a custom one for any person who calls. You can also get their financial survival guide for 2018. They've got those still for free. And look, we've got some interesting weeks to round out this year yet. So 2018 hasn't yet seen all of the stuff that's coming its way. And then, of course, the registering for our big, and this is the third time we've done this, $20 one-ounce gold coin. And it is a beautiful 1915 St. Gaudens coin, and it's got all kinds of special significance to it. We've got David for a little bit longer than we normally get to have him on during the week, and so we're going to take some time to unpack all of that. But now joining us live from the Landmark Capital Studios on the West Coast, it is David Fisher. And look at him, just looking like $1 million there.
Yes.
Well, you gotta have love and you gotta have money, Kevin.
That's
I think those
right.
are most important.
That's
Thanks
right.
for having me on tonight in New York with you.
You're welcome. Ivan, we've got a second window that's playing news behind us there. Okay, we killed that. And then we still have David live because we don't want to make sure we get those two things tweaked. David, welcome back. Always good to see you. Hey, listen, I just mentioned this, but the stock markets were on a tear this week. And it got way overlooked in the news because everything is about Kavanaugh and it's all about the confirmation and that sort of thing. And on the international front, tariffs had been being kicked around. We touched on it a little bit during the weekday show, but for people that are just joining us here on Saturday nights, how are the tariffs implemented and the stock market doing well? I thought the opposite was supposed to happen.
Well, usually that's the case, and that's certainly been the factor since March when tariffs, Kevin, started to be implemented between China and the United States. But the Dow closed at an all-time high at 26,743. And certainly it wasn't because tariffs were implemented, but because of the significance of the wondering of the markets, how tariffs will come into effect, will they come into effect, and what will those look like. All that guesswork was taken away, and the markets don't like the uncertainty. But there's been this tit for tat with China and the United States. It's still not, you know, settled. It probably won't be settled for maybe a year or so, maybe even longer, some say. But that's the thing that's led up to this, the uncertainty. And we should probably talk a little bit about what's happened here just for a couple of months to bring the listeners up to speed on that.
Well, yeah, go ahead and do that, because I think what's interesting here is that I think people are still kind of shaking their head and going, wow, even with some of the ups and downs of the markets this year, you just mentioned a record high. I think by my count, that's something like his 102nd consecutive record high that he's had in 2 years' time. Now, you compare that to Obama's 8, and he had zero record highs under his term. He's had 102 of, what, 600 days? I mean, that's pretty crazy growth.
Yeah, phenomenal. And a lot of it has to do with the tax cuts. A lot of it has to do with taking away all the hurdles that were put in front of businesses. So there's been a lot of deregulation, even the first day that President Trump was in office. So he wanted to make trade and open up America and make America great. And so part of that is implementing tariffs. You know, there's a big opinion on both sides. I got two newsletters out on tariffs, telling what you call the untold story on tariffs. And I encourage your listeners to get that from my company. It's free. But what's happened here in March is that the first set of line of tariffs were implemented, with the United States implementing $30 billion. China retaliated with $16 billion. And then there was this tit for tat. The next review was saying we're going to implement a whole bunch. The United States said around $200 billion. They finally did that. After doing that, China immediately retaliated with $60 billion. And that's what actually caused the uncertainty that was looming overhead of the markets to go away. And now it's out in the open. Well, it's not done yet, because the United States President Trump said if China retaliates, which they did, we would retaliate with $267 billion. That'd be $513 billion in tariffs implemented on China. And China's implemented 5,200 tariffs on U.S. products going into their country. So this is a big deal. There's still some uncertainty, but the markets don't like the massive uncertainty of what might happen. So there's a little bit of breathing room. I call it the eye of the storm.
Sure. Well, and that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it depends on who I talk to, but I get a lot of wavering opinions on the effectiveness of the Chinese tariffs in particular, because, you know, obviously they've been ripping us off on intellectual property and, you know, technology secrets for a long time. But they also seem to need the American markets more than we need the Chinese markets. So I think that the bet that the president has played is, well, we'll ride this out. We'll see how long we can do it without it really causing great damage to us. And so far, his hunches have been, I mean, they haven't, I think because of the deregulation and the tax reform, this was the time where if you were going to use a tariff strategy, you could do it, because you're building in growth in other areas, and that's going to help offset what might have felt like a pinch coming from a foreign partner. But your thoughts on just, you know, how long can Trump allow this to play out if he gets them on board and they renegotiate the deals and we get the, you know, straight up even exchanges across the board? He's willing to drop them, isn't he?
Well, in a perfect world, President Trump, his desire is to have no tariffs, that all countries would do away with 100% of tariffs, and there'd be no government subsidizing in any country towards their manufacturing or any products that their country makes. So, right. But, you know, we don't live in that world. That's the world of the 1950s, and the baby's out of the box, out of the womb, and it's not going to go back in. So life in the industrialized revolution is quite different today than it was 20, 30, 40 years ago. But tariffs have really never historically shown that they do work. Tariff is just a tax. It gets passed off. We haven't felt the brunt of this yet. And so time will tell, will this really work? Won't it work? Because what's happening here is, yet so far, trade chains have not broken down. How products come into a country, that has not broken down. What has happened is manufacturers have bought a whole bunch in anticipation of tariffs being put in place. So when those supplies run out, then we're going to see how this affects.
So there's been a plan to stock up on that steel and aluminum. Yeah. Okay. When we come back, David, not only did we have great markets, but we have even greater debt. Sounds like an old line, bad line from like a Spider-Man spoof. With great profits come great indebtedness, or something along those lines. We'll talk with David Fisher about why that spending bill that just got released is a nightmare, and what you can do about it. And he wants to give you a 1915 beautiful 1 ounce $20 gold piece in December. You can register for your chance to win it tonight. If you do, I'll give you details on that as well. This is Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep, and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free
In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
My name is Lauren Sullivan, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 9 years ago, and I was severely disabled. And about 6 years ago, my mother had found Balance of Nature, so we decided to give it a try because at that point, nothing was helping. I was skeptical at first, but over time I realized I had more energy levels. I was sleeping better, which was huge, and my hair looked better, my skin looked better, my nails looked better, and then I was able to weed off some of those medications. And I know had I not found Balance of Nature, I would not be living the quality of life that I am now.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number, 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. All right, welcome back. Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you. It's always fun to be with you on a Saturday night, and it's a busy night where we are. I hope it is where you are. I hope it's safe, too. I rolled up to the studio, and there was gunshots going off like two streets over. I haven't even taken my key. I was like, please come let me in. I don't want to stand on the street right now. But hopefully the authorities got all that cared for. And we're all safe and sound and glad to have you with us, per usual. David Fisher is my guest. You know, he's my money guy. He's with me every Monday on the Monday through Friday show. And David, we're not going to talk about it just yet, but hold up that thing we were texting about during the break. This is the $20 one-ounce gold piece. That is a beautiful coin. And you, it could be yours if you are the winner of this year's contest or this next contest. We're going to give it out on December the 9th. And the way you get registered for that, go to my flagship station's website here in New York, am970theanswer.com. You can also, by the way, call David's firm and register through them as well. Their phone number is 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. And if you do, they'll also be able to send you the newsletters that David was talking about. He's got some incredible white papers out in 2018 that you need to have.
the Financial Survival Guide. All of this, by the way, they make available to you at no cost, which is really astounding when you consider the value of it. And then, of course, you can register for the contest, 844-604-2575. Now, David, there was a huge success in the markets this week, but Congress turned around and passed a spending bill that shot the debt load even farther out beyond our reach. Why is it significant? What's going on? What do we need to take away from it?
Well, first of all, I'm glad they passed this bill. Otherwise, we would have had a government shutdown. So this is the government fiscal year ends in September here. And so to avert a government shutdown, they had to pass some sort of a spending bill. And so we saw the Senate approve a bill of $854 billion. The majority of that, $675 billion of that, went for defense. And the defense military pay increased 2.6%. The bill was widely supported by Democrats, 93-7. And this allowed enough money for the government to remain open till December 7th. So I don't know if this is actually going to get passed and signed into the law. It passed the Senate. Now it's got to go to the House. Obviously, the House will probably vote for it. But President Trump is not liking it. It doesn't have any funding for the wall. He's tweeting and asking for where is that in this bill. If most of us remember, he said the last bill that he passed, he said that was a horrendous bill. We're going to make sure we get funding for the wall. This is the next bill in line, so there's no funding. So we only have 4 days left of legislative days to pass a revised bill to get funding into this budget for 2019 coming up. I don't know if we're going to have that, Kevin, and so we might see either a fight or a President Trump not getting what he wants. While on the backside of this, the debt escalated, the $1.47 trillion of national debt in 1 year, the biggest report that the Treasury came out. And so we're spinning our way into debt. There's some numbers that the Treasuries came out here recently, also since the last time I was on your program, about how many Treasuries were issued. It's astounding numbers. We should probably talk a little bit about how the debt is financed, because that's the key moving forward.
Sure. Well, let's explain that then, because I want everyone that's listening to have a real thorough understanding of why it's so dangerous, because it's obviously something that every administration continues to do. But it is really unhealthy. But how did we get in that situation?
Well, we've been on an overspending for a couple decades. As President Trump said, this should have been fixed a long time ago. I love that saying of his. And he's spot on when it comes to our spending. So you have the government spending, then you have a budget that the government passes. And then when you spend more than what comes in for the budget, you have what you call a budget deficit. When you do that consistently, that goes on a big, long thing called a credit card or the national debt. Well, the national debt has grown substantially, $1.47 trillion this last 12 months. But how you finance that when you have less spending is you got to create a thing called a treasury. Let's put this into perspective. This is just a note that's backed by the government, 100%, the full faith pledge of our country, making sure that we'll pay our bills, and we've always paid our bills. But the problem is we're in a different environment this time. Interest rates are rising. Our own central bank is selling our debt, called the Federal Reserve, because they got a $4.5 trillion balance sheet. They accumulated treasuries to support the whole economic environment since 2008 moving forward. So now they're getting rid of it. But putting this into perspective, the Treasury issued $414 billion in 2016. Last year, it was $519 billion. Get ready for this number. In February this year, they said, we're going to need to issue $955 billion. I said on your radio program in February, I said it's going to be more like $1.2, $1.4 trillion. Here's what the numbers came out at. First quarter, $488 billion. Second quarter, $75 billion. And the Treasury just
Dave,
came out hold with
an that, announcement. Hold that thought, because I don't want people to lose the punchline there. It's Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio. but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or online at Lord's Diamonds.
It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and we're having a lot of fun. We're checking in tonight on our money with David Fisher, who's got all kinds of resources for you. His newsletter, his Insider's Newsletter, you get that free in the 2018 Survival Package when you call for that, and that's a worth nearly $200 value, and he gives that to you for free as well. And then when you request their survival guide, you also become automatically registered for the December 9th giveaway. We'll be drawing the name of the winner for the gold coin. And David, again, I want you to just Ivan has the picture with it that you sent us, which is awesome. But look at this. That's the real thing right there. And what a beautiful, beautiful coin. In fact, David, I want you to finish your thought on what we were talking about, because you predicted in February that we were going to be somewhere about the 1.2, 1.4 deficit range, and you were starting to give the summary of that as we went to break. But the truth is, like so many of your predictions, you hit that puppy square on the head, right?
Well, the Treasury said for the second half of the year, $769 billion is the estimate. When you add to first and second quarter in the second half of the year, the Treasury will be at $1.33 trillion. So I guess I was right in the middle of that prediction of 1.2 to 1.4 trillion. So it's disturbing. I wish I was wrong, quite frankly. So we're not dealing with our debt structure. And this is while interest rates are rising. That the interest rates on the debt rose $500 billion. That's the first time we've hit that milepost. So yeah, we're hitting mileposts in the stock market, but we're also hitting debt mileposts. And this is when you should be paying down your debt, not escalating your debt, because the recession will come. It's not a matter if it will come, it's when it will come. And I think it's going to be a year to two out from here. We got to have the money to pay for all this.
Well, and I thought that the purpose of having a healthy economy was so that we were getting back on healthy financial footing. Obviously, there's some things that we still need to work out here to pay down that debt. So, and on an individual basis, David, what should we as individual investors and anybody that has a 401k or a retirement plan through their work, we're all investors. What should we be considering? What should we be thinking about? What do we need to focus on?
Well, wise investors like billionaires Ray Dalio and others are saying take some. David Tepner, who's a big hedge fund manager, he's saying take some money off the table. He just recently last week pulled 30% of his hedge fund money out of the market. He's not anti-stock, but he's saying limit your liability. So that would be one thing I would say, get your debt under control. Interest rates are going to go up. If you're going to buy a mortgage, do it now, unless you feel like the real estate market's going to correct. I don't think we're going to have a bubble in real estate like we saw in 2008. But others are saying we're going to have a huge financial problem bigger than 2008, but it's not going to be related to real estate. So, but get your debt under control. Get your credit cards under control. Save some money. Diversify into metals, because when this thing happened in 2008, metals went up 55%, gold the first year in a multi-year run for 2.5 years and almost tripled in value. So this is a time to diversify.
Yeah.
You want to think about a storm coming and you want to prepare, not when the wind is blowing at 100 miles an hour.
Well, and real quickly, David, people that have been listening to you on my shows for the last couple of years, they don't always hear the first thing and then say, I'm going to respond. But over time, they heard the number of predictions that you got right, and they started – it started making sense to them, stuff you were saying they were seeing in the headlines. And the more that they have called and spoken with you and your team about what they've needed to do, you've been able to genuinely help people and get them in a situation where they are going to be protected. So I want people to understand how much I personally believe in Landmark, and I see my listeners benefiting from that relationship as well.
You know, we believe if you give people enough information and give them truth. The truth will set you free, the Bible says. And people are smart enough in their own spirit, their gut, to figure out what is real and what isn't real. And there's deep down inside, most people say, you know, this is great that we're having an economic boom. But they also say, you know, there are some challenging times ahead of us, and I need to prepare for that. That's just being a good steward of the funds that's been entrusted to all of us.
Yeah, whenever times are good, that's the time you should be doing the most amount of planning and work.
Yep.
Because it may be the only time you have it. All right, real quickly, David, and we can spend the rest of the segment, next segment, talking about this. You for each one of these contests, you have handpicked out the coin that we end up giving away, and you always have some sort of story and some sort of history behind the coin. You've been showing us the coin the last couple of segments, but what is the coin that we're giving away, and why is it special? And if we can't get the whole story in now, we'll do it on the other side of the break, but at least start us down the path. We're giving away a 1915 St. Gaudens minted coin. What's significant about this?
This was minted in San Francisco. You know, President Trump wants to open up trade, and what was the biggest significant thing that opened up trade? Decades ago, the building of the Panama Canal. It brought the East and the West together, opened up trade. It cut off about 3 months of travel of steamships going around the south part of South America, and it created an economic boom. So we bought the land from Panama in 1903 for $250 million annually and $10 million initially that we've been paying. And recently in 1997, we gave it back to them through Jimmy Carter. But in 1915, we celebrated the actual opening of the Panama Canal. It opened in 1914, but we celebrated as a country in San Francisco at the Panama Exposition, a World's Fair. And that's why we're giving away the 1915 San Francisco $20 gold piece. MS64 grade, which is a what you call an investment grade coin. It's the first time the company's ever given away an investment grade coin. So this is a yardstick, a milepost for a company. Also, many of my competitors say the coin's worth between $1,800 to $2,000. Conservatively, we say around $1,700, $1,800. The significance is we want people to understand the importance of growing America. But you can't grow America by going further into debt. I never understood that concept. It didn't work under Reagan. This is why you got to have gold, because there will be an economic challenge. And so this coin is really significant. There's a lot of things that were happening in 1915. Babe Ruth hit his first home run. Charlie Chaplin filmed the great movie about his big, that really changed his career. We saw the first international telephone being done between continents, of having a phone from our country to Europe, actually having a conversation. So a lot of great things.
And now I can do that on my camera that's in my pocket, which is crazy. Hey, when we come back, David, let's do some financial history of what was going on in 1915, because I think that's kind of fascinating as well, and kind of compare it side by side. But friends, if you want to register to win the gold coin that David's been holding up right there to the camera, 844-604-2575. If you can't call it right now, write the number down and then call it first thing tomorrow or Monday or whenever you can, 844-604-2575. Or you can enter online by going to my flagship radio station's page, am970theanswer.com. Coming right back, Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've probably heard of Boko Haram, but did you know there's another group of Islamic fundamentalists in Nigeria that is just as deadly? They're called the Fulani Herdsmen, and they don't get any headlines. But while they've been making nomads of themselves, some 7.5 million of them, they've been committing about 60,000 murders a year of Christian families. Friends, today, our friends at Christian Solidarity International are asking us if you could help rescue a family of Christians from the Fulani Herdsmen. There are these intentional places where we can move them to, where we can offer security, shelter, food, and most importantly, medical attention. You can just imagine the kind of wounds from bullets and from machetes that they leave when they ride down and attack a village of Christian people. But friends, right now they need our help. 888-342-1010 is the number. $225 provides shelter, medicine, and food for that family. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010.
My name is Lauren Sullivan, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 9 years ago. And I was severely disabled. And about 6 years ago, my mother had found Balance of Nature. So we decided to give it a try, because at that point, nothing was helping. I was skeptical at first, but over time I realized I had more energy levels. I was sleeping better, which was huge, and my hair looked better, my skin looked better, my nails looked better, and then I was able to weed off some of those medications. And I know had I not found Balance of Nature, I would not be living the quality of life that I am now.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're one who's 75 or older, own a life insurance policy that's 100 grand or bigger, I want you to get a pen and to write down some information. Again, you need to be 75 years of age and have a life insurance policy that exceeds $100,000. But did you know that you could convert that life insurance policy into cash right now? I'm not kidding. You can turn your life insurance policy into cold, hard cash. I know the economy can be a struggle for some. People need cash. They need it right away. Well, you can get cash right away for your life policy. If you're over 75 and have a life insurance policy of $100,000 or more, write down this number. Give these folks a call. It's all free. Stop paying the premiums. Stop paying those. Turn that policy into cash right now. Write down this number, 844-WE-BUY-75. Use the cash to pay bills, medical bills, whatever you need. Call 844-WE-BUY-75. That's 844-WE-BUY-75. Call now. Brought to you by Golden Opportunity.
Well, you know just how much I appreciate the partnership with our great partners and people like Mike Lindell at MyPillow and Dr. Howard at Balance of Nature. They do in their arenas good work with integrity. The fruits and veggies I take all the time, and they have revolutionized my health. Mike got me sleeping on the MyPillow 5 years ago. Still have never been the same there since, to the good. And David Fisher has helped me learn so much about the portfolio, the stock world, the need to watch what governments do even more carefully than I was doing previously. And I'm so honored to have him as one of our real Gold Star sponsors and partners in the work that we do here. We've been together, I think, over 2 years now, David, and it's been a joy to have you as part of the family, if you will. And what I love about it is you're bringing all that knowledge and help to my listeners, and because I know and trust who you are, I know that they are getting tremendous help in their interactions with you and your team, because I know the integrity and the character with which you do your business. And it's just a joy to be able to recommend somebody that in the Mike Lindell and Dr. Howard kind of class of people, David Fisher is right there. I consider them because all equally really wonderful men of great character. Now, we've been talking about this 1915 gold coin that you're going to give away on December 9th. And again, put that up to the camera so we can get a peek at that. This is a beautiful 1915 St. Gaudens Liberty gold coin, and it says MS64, David, and you said that's an investment grade coin, meaning right. What do investors say about an MS64?
Well, a low grade coin would be on the lower scale, like a MS60 or 61, 62, or circulate, which would be lower than that. An investment grade is going to be higher than this. It's not a high end rare coin, but it's the start of an investment grade, which is really what most of our clients go into when they want to diversify and grow their money over time in gold.
Oh, so it'd be like the perfect first coin for a portfolio.
Correct.
To.
Yeah.
And again, the way gold holds its value, it just helps you hedge against the ups and downs that your paper may have performing side by side. Well, let's go back to 1915 for a second, because. Yeah. So we're, you know, the Panama Canal, it opened up. I don't know if I sent Ivan some pictures. I don't know if we can put those on the screen, but what it looked like while we were building it and kind of what it looks like now. But back in 1915, David, the price of everything from coffee to mortgages for your house were slightly different than they were today.
Yeah, a loaf of bread costs 7 cents. Eggs cost a dozen eggs, 34 cents. A gallon gasoline, 15 cents. A car cost $2,000. The yearly income was $687. And if you want to buy your typical house, that was $3,200. And in 1915, our national debt was only $3 billion. Not trillion, billion.
Wow.
It took us 67 years to reach $1 trillion. And now we have over $1 trillion a year, $1.5 trillion a year we're adding to our debt every year now. So it's just escalated like a hockey stick. That's because a $20 bill and a $20 gold coin used to be the same. We took gold off our currency, and now paper money is devalued. That $20 bill won't buy my tie anymore, but it used to buy my whole suit in 1915. Same with the $20
David,
gold coin.
On that note, we have to part ways. But friends, if you want to try your chance at winning the coin, 844-604-2575 or am970theanswer.com.
Engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in, and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her clients' budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online. I am not.